Hi, it's Pete Norsted here, and welcome to another edition of the Trade on Sports and Focused on Football Betting Podcast. As usual, I'm joined by Jimmy Kempton. How are you doing, Jimmy?
Excellent, thank you, Peter. Although news has just filtered through that my Lincoln City have just sacked their manager rather out of the blue. I'm not sure which is alarming me more, that or Storm Babette, which appears to have started bombarding my window next to us. So apologies if it sounds a bit windy here, folks.
Well, what is going down a storm, though, is your selections.
Oh, I see what you did there, Pete. Good link there. Yeah, I don't know how many in a row it is now. Probably five or six in League Two. It's truly incredible. I mean, I keep saying it can't go on and, you know, parity and sort of natural variance will come into play. But, well, they keep winning, Pete, don't they?
Yes, and what we're also finding, which is interesting, is that your selections, especially if they're the favoured side, the prices keep on coming in. And indeed, if they're an unfavoured, well, the price of the favourite drifts. So
I'm moving the markets, Peter.
Yeah, it would appear so. But
my only concern is the last 2 weeks I've picked teams sort of back in half a goal, you know, on the Asian lines, and they've actually both won outright. So we've turned down 2 3-1 shots in a row. But there you go, that's life.
No, that
play it safe and take the half.
Yeah, that's the way it goes, though, isn't it? You can't, you know.
A wise old sage, one of my betting sort of gurus, who I learnt a lot from, said, "Always have the draw on your side, Jimmy lad." It's why the bookmakers, that's what they love. They love a draw, the bookmakers.
Yeah, yeah. Right, so we've just had an international break, and well, we're starting with a very big game, the Merseyside derby, Liverpool against Everton. Recent head-to-heads, Liverpool have won 6, there's been 1 draw, Everton have won 1. When -1.5 goals, Liverpool's record is good at home. 1-8, drawn 1, lost 1. 5 of the 10 were by 2 or more goals. And they come for 2-2 draw away at Brighton. Everton, when they're +1.5, 1-1, drawn 2, lost 4. 3 of the 4 defeats were by 2 or more goals, coming off a 3-0 victory at home to Bournemouth. 3 or more goals have been seen in Liverpool's last 6. When we look at -1.5 goals, 169, 79 home, 90 away. My rating suggesting good value the home side.
Well, I've got an article going up on Focused on Football, folks, for this game. I'm certainly not going to argue with what Pete said there. Now, the one thing I would say is if you look at the league tables, you would look at them and think, oh, crikey, Everton, not a great start. 3 points above the relegation zone in 16th place, 8 games into the season. But I don't know, have you drilled down, Pete, to see who Everton have actually played?
No, not really, no.
They've hardly played anybody.
Yeah.
They've played 8 games, but out of the better teams in this league, they played Arsenal and Villa. Every other team they've played against, I think, will probably finish 12th or below. So they've actually played quite a lot of the teams that they should have been picking points up against. I don't think they're very good at all, Everton. I think Liverpool are probably a bit better, especially in attack, than I gave them credit for earlier in the season. As I say, focusedonfootball.co.uk, my preview's going up there. But yeah, for the purposes of the podcast, Pete, I'll take Liverpool -1.5.
Bournemouth, Wolves next. And the game, well, it started off on scratch. It's one of the only lines that really moved, and it's now -0.25 goal. I was a little surprised at that. Recent head-to-heads, Bournemouth have won 0, there's been 2 draws, Wolves have won 1. When -0.25, Bournemouth's record reads 1-3, drawn 2, lost 5, coming off that 3-0 defeat away at Everton. Poor result that is for Bournemouth. Wolves, when they're +0.25, 1-4, drawn 1, lost 5, come for 1-0 draw at home to Villa. Bournemouth now not 1-12. Worrying times there, I think. They're just not getting those wins. -0.25 go, 511, 237 home, 172 half losses, 165 full losses. So that's 237 plays, 248. Morace is suggesting value Wolves, and even more so now that it's gone +0.25 to Wolves.
Well, I find this line really quite bizarre, Pete, because you've got a game between two sides. One team hasn't won a game in 8. The other team has avoided defeat in half of their 8 games. The team who hasn't won are priced up as the quarter goal favourites. And the team that you know, have avoided defeat in half of the games are the quarter goal underdogs. It's bizarre. And when the teams have met in recent season, Wolves have won three of the last six. But I tell you what, under 2.5 goals has gone 5-1 when the sides met. The goal line opened at 2.75, which was bonkers, really. It's trended down to 2.5, Pete. And I think this is going to be a really tight, you know, low-scoring game. And, you know, unders for me here, even on the 2.5 goal line, Pete. I don't really see many goals coming in this game.
No, no. Brentford-Burnley, -3.75. Brentford have won the only meeting of the two sides. Brentford, when they're -0.25, 1-2, drawn 2, lost 1. Only one of the victories will buy 2 or more goals. Coming off a 2-1 defeat, slightly unlucky really, away at Manchester United. Burnley, when they're +0.75, 1-2, drawn 3, lost 5. It's not a bad record really. 2 of the 5 defeats by 2 or more goals. Coming off a 4-1 defeat at home to Chelsea. Brentford, not 1-6. Burnley, just one of their last 12 matches. So both teams, you know, in fairly poor form in the Premier League. -0.75, 221, 74 home, 58 half wins, 89 losses, 103 plays, 89. So favouring the home side. Their value with the home side. I went with the home side last time when they were -0.5. I'm not sure. I think the home side would be the one I'll pick, though.
Well, I'm going to oppose you here, Pete. I'm going to take Burnley. I'm not quite sure what to make of Brentford this season. They're obviously tough to beat again. They've gone 1-4-3, but they're not putting teams away. And when you drill down into Burnley's stats in recent seasons away in the Premier League, they've gone 20, 22 and 37 on their travel. So they avoid defeating 53% of their games. So that at face value is, you know, the lean to make on this +0.75 of a goal line. But if you take out performances against top six finishing sides, that Burnley record improves to 18, 17 and 20. So even if this line was just half a goal, it's saying 37 and 18 record in Burnley's favour. I mean, they've won at Luton, they've drawn at Forest, and lost at Newcastle this season, Burnley. So if you look at their results away from home, they've actually done what you would expect them to do. I'm going to take Burnley here, Pete, +0.75 of a goal. I'm not overly keen on it. I won't be chucking the kitchen sink on it. But I think from a risk-reward perspective, I'll take a little bit of a chance on Burnley.
Man City Brighton next. Man City have won all six the recent meetings at the Etihad. When they're -1.25 goals, their record's perfect. 1-8, drawn 0, lost 0. 6 of the 8 victories were by 2 or more goals, coming off a 1-0 defeat away at Arsenal. Brighton, +1.25, 1-0, drawn 1, lost 1, and that defeat was by 2 or more goals, coming off a 2-0 draw at home to Liverpool. 3 or more goals have been seen in Brighton's last 9, so they contain goals. -1.25 goals, 95 matches, 44 home, 27 half losses, 24 losses, so it's 44 plays, 37.5. My race is suggesting value Man City. And when you look at Brighton's, like, their away defeats, you know, to Manchester, sorry, to Aston Villa this season, I think it's not a bad bet.
No. I mean, they've conceded in every game away from home. I just think anytime you can get Man City -1.25 against what I call a non-elite side, I think you've probably got to take it, Pete. I mean, over the last couple of seasons, Brighton have gone 4-3-4 away to top six finishing sides, which is a decent record. But every time they lost by 2 or more goals. And I think this line opened at 1.5. And I think it's probably trended down to 1.25 because of some concerns about City's firepower against potentially the better sides in this league. But Brighton are one of the better sides in this league, but the leak goes for fun. So, yeah, I like City -1.25, Pete.
Next up, another line that's -1.25, Newcastle against Palace. Recent head-to-heads, Newcastle 1-4, has been 1-1, Crystal Palace have 1-2. Newcastle, when they're -1.25, 1-2, drawn 2, lost 0, 1 of the 2 victories by 2 or more goals, kind of a 2-0 draw away at West Ham. Palace, when they're +1.25, 1-0, drawn 1, lost 3, 2 of the 3 defeats by 2 or more goals, kind of a 0-0 draw at home to Forest. Palace kept clean sheet in the last 3 matches, so they're not letting in goals, really. -1.25 again, 95 matches, 44 home, 27 half losses, 24 losses, 44 plays, 37.5. My rating's suggesting value Palace. Again, I don't think that's the worst bet, especially considering their defensive record. I think they'll keep things tight here.
No, I don't think it's the worst bet either, Pete. And it's quite an interesting match and goal line correlation here. It's very rare in the Premier League, or any league really, that you see a match line of -1.25 and a goal line of 2.5. That, to me, when I see a goal line of 2.5, in my mind, the maximum that the match line can be is 1.
Yes.
Yeah. And that's where these prices and lines don't really seem right to me. And it's pointing me all in one direction towards Palace +1.25 goals. And if you look at Eddie Howe's record at Newcastle, 23-14 to the under 2.5 goals. And Palace on the travel since the start of the 21-22 season, they've gone 10-13-19. So they're avoiding defeat in more than half of their games. And only 8 of those losses, so only 8 of those 19 defeats, have come by more than 1 goal. They tend to keep it tight away from home, Pete. I like Palace +1.25.
Yeah, I think that's a reasonable selection there. Next up, we've got Nottingham Forest against Luton. -3.25 the handicap. Forest have never been -3.25 at home. They're coming for 0-0 draw away at Palace. Luton went +3.25, 1-1, draw 0, lost 1. But they that was only by 1-0. They're coming off a 1-0 defeat at home to Spurs. Under 2.5 goals has been seen in Forest's last 5 matches. -3.25, 221, 74 home, 58 half wins, 89 losses, 103 plays, 89 there, so to the home. Very, very small value Luton. I wouldn't be betting that, though. But that's what the rating's suggesting. Very small value Luton.
I think I'm going to take it. A bit of Luton here, Pete. Crikey, I must be going bonkers here. I'm taking all these teams plus anything over half a goal this weekend, it seems. I think there's a lot of respect being shown to Forest here. I just don't think Forest can be trusted or be thought to be good enough to be favoured.
I'm agreeing with you. I'm agreeing with you in a way to cover that handicap.
I mean, they've only scored 8 goals in 8 games. Mm. And now it's not the worst return. They've had a decent start to the season. But this is a Forest side that have scored more than once in a game on just 2 occasions. One of those was that rather strange game away at Man United. And then the 2-1 victory over Sheffield United. Both games they've won, they've only won by a 1-goal margin. So even on this +3.25 of a goal line, you'd only have lost half your stake. And I think you can probably see, I won't say shoots of improvement with Luton, but, you know, they've started keeping games close. At the start of the season, they lost 4-1 at Brighton, 3-0 against Chelsea. Ever since then, any game they've lost by just 1 goal. They picked a draw up against Wolves at home. They've won away at Everton. Possibly away to the weaker sides in this league will give them a better chance than home games where there might be a little bit more expectation put on them. So, yeah, I'm going to take a bit of Luton here, +3.25 of a goal.
Yeah, I think the risk versus reward isn't too bad on that one. Forest have been quite good at home, but, you know, covering 2 goals is a big ask, I think.
It is.
Chelsea-Arsenal next, big game this, +0.25 goal here. Recent Etihad's very mixed. Chelsea have 1-3, Arsenal 1-3, there's been 2 draws. When +0.25, Chelsea's record's not great. 1-0, drawn 5, lost 2, coming off a 4-1 victory at home to Burnley. Arsenal, when they're -0.25 away, 1-5, drawn 2, lost 3, coming off that very good 1-0 victory at home to Man City. I thought they just about deserved it there. Arsenal unbeaten in 9 now. +0.25 goals, 3-2-6. 98 home, 93 half wins, 135 losses, 144 and a half plays, 135. Very, very small value Arsenal, it says here. I think Chelsea have been improving, though. I think it'll be a tough game, this.
I don't really know what to make of Chelsea, whether to sort of buy into sort of recent signs of improvement. Bearing in mind, you know, they've still only conceded 7 goals this season, Pete, Chelsea. There's only... So, look, Arsenal and Man City have conceded less. They've conceded less goals than Spurs, who are top of the table. They just can't score goals. And it's a bit of a sad line, a bit of an embarrassing line, really, for Chelsea, you know, given everything that they've done over the last 20 years. But the stats are the stats, Pete. And do you know what their last 20 home game record is, Pete?
No, go on.
Sorry, no, in their last 20 Premier League games.
Yeah, go on.
4-6-10.
Wow.
They've gone 1-5-5 in their last 11 league games at Stamford Bridge. And if you expand that out over to a full season, like say the season started with the last home game and went back 19 home games, they've gone 4-7-8.
There's
no wonder this line's Arsenal minus a quarter. And really, if you just swap that team name of Chelsea and just, I don't know, called them another team who are level on the same number of points as them, Fulham, said Fulham have gone 1-5-5 in the last 11 league games. Fulham have gone 4-7-8 over the last season. What would this line be? Minus three quarters?
Yeah, yeah.
So from a pure numbers and trends perspective, there's great value here with Arsenal. But as you quite rightly say, there does appear to be a little bit of improvement in Chelsea. And that's what just stops me from siding with Arsenal here. But from a risk-reward perspective, that minus a quarter goal, Pete, I think Arsenal have probably done enough over the last year or so to give punters a little bit of faith in them, backing them away from home as a favourite.
Sheffield United, Manchester United next. Recent head-to-heads, Sheffield United 1-0, has been 1-1, United have 1-1. Sheffield United, when they're plus 1.25, 1-0, draw 0, lost 3. One of the three matches were by 2 or more goals. Come off a 3-1 defeat away at Fulham. Manchester United, when they're minus 1.25, 1-4, drawn 2, lost 2. Come off a 2-1 victory at home to Brentford. Sheffield United conceded at least 2 in their last 7. And that is a worry there. Plus 1.25, 47 matches, 15 home, 19 half win, 13 losses, 24 and a half place, 13. My rating suggesting good value, Sheffield United, and I am going to go with it. I know that I've backed them on a couple of occasions the last few weeks has come off, but I still find this, to lose by more than two, although they have been conceding. If they score, it could be a different matter.
I mean, it's a brave punter who backs United, Manchester United, to win by margin here. I mean, back them to win a game, yes, but to cover any kind of handicap line is really problematic at the moment. And this line opened minus one. And quite incredibly, those two stoppage time goals from Scott McTominay against Brentford, seen this line move from minus one to minus 1.25 in United's favour. In many ways, even though they scored them goals, the actual manner of the performance before that would have made me thought this line would trend the other way, because we're not really seeing huge amounts of improvement under Ten Hag at the moment. From a results perspective, we know it'll take time to turn things around overall. And they've only gone 9-3-10 away under him. Just two of those victories have come by two or more goals. And under three goals has been seen in 7 wins and 2 pushes in those United wins. So I think whichever way you look at this, and I've got a preview going up on the website for this game, I'm going to look through a low-scoring game here, Pete, because I think it's the way that both teams will look to operate. Sheffield United will have to break the game up, make it scrappy, make it bitty, have the ball out of play a lot, restrict Manchester United. And we know that Manchester United, that's their modus operandi at the moment, really. They haven't got huge amounts of attacking threat. They go ahead in a game if they do, and then try and win the game 1-0 rather than the old-school days of them trying to get the second, get the third, get the fourth. Yeah. I think it's going to be a low-scoring game, Pete. So I'll probably tip the hand here a little bit, but I'll go under 3 goals.
Next up, on Sunday, Aston Villa against West Ham. Recent head-to-heads, Villa 1-0. There's been 2 draws, West Ham 1-3. Surprised at that, really. Villa haven't beaten West Ham in the last 5 occasions. When minus a half, Villa's record reads 1-5, drawn 4, lost 1. And they're coming up a 1-0 draw away at Wolves. West Ham, plus a half a goal, 1-3, draw 0, lost 7, coming up a 2-0 draw at home to Newcastle. 3 or more goals have been seen in 6 of West Ham's last 7. Minus half a goal, 286 matches, 139 home, 147 away. Small value Villa is small value. They should be good enough to win this, I think, at home.
Well, I'm going to take Villa here. They're 12-1-3 under Unai Emery on home soil. Under David Moyes, the Hammers are only 5-4-26 away to top half finishing sides. So from a pure trend perspective, the value is all here with Villa, and I'm going to take it. But what I am going to say is that I'm shocked, actually, when I look a little bit at the table and the way the schedule's panned out, because I've been blowing smoke up Emery's backside all season and Villa and how great they are. West Ham are only 2 points behind them, Pete. And if West Ham win this game, West Ham will go above Villa. Mm. And then when you look at who West Ham have played, they've played Newcastle, Liverpool, Man City, Chelsea, whatever you make of that. They've played four of the better sides in the table. West Ham have had a really under the radar, from my perspective anyway, start to the season. And that head-to-head record suggests that David Moyes' men will travel to Villa Park full of confidence. But I'm going to trust Unai Emery. I'm going to take them to win this game. I think -1.5 there. Great record under him at home. I'm going to trust them on Super Sunday to get all 3 points.
Finally, we've got table toppers Spurs against Fulham. Recent head-to-head, Spurs are 1-2, has been 1-1, Fulham 1-0. This is -1.25 goals. We're -1.25 goals. Spurs record's decent. 1-7 drawn, 2 lost, 1. 5 of the 7 by 2 or more goals. Cough a 1-0 victory away at Luton. Fulham away went +1.25, 1-1, drawn, 1 lost, 1. The loss was not by 2 goals. Cough a 3-1 victory at home to Sheffield United. Spurs won 6 of the last 7, -1.25, 95 home, 44-4 wins, 27 half losses, 24 losses, so 44 plays, 37.5. Very small value Fulham, my rate is suggesting. I think Spurs will probably win this game.
Yeah, well, the line's -1 now, Pete.
Oh.
It's
well, that would say then that the value goes then to Tottenham.
Yeah, and I think I agree with you. I think Spurs are going to come into this game with huge amounts of momentum. They're top of the league. They'll go into this game. It's the very last game of the Premier League weekend. So they'll know exactly what they need to do to maintain that top spot. But I tell you what, and I genuinely wasn't aware of this trend and stat until I dug into this. Under Marco Silva, Fulham are 8-4-11 on their travels. So they've lost 11 of 23. Not overly great, but not the worst. Only 2 of those 11 defeats have come by 2 or more goals. So when this goal line was +1.25, I was going to take Fulham because they've only lost 2 of their 23 away games under Marco Silva by 2 or more goals. That is a strong record. But that's probably also why this line's trended from 1.25 down to -1 with the international break, you know, concerns about players coming back. Big lines are quite problematic to cover. And I think the trend guys and the people who have crunched the numbers have said, look, this 1.25 is too big on Fulham. We'll take a bit of this because we've got a manager in Silva with a track record of delivering, you know, narrow defeats, if not draws and wins. So, yeah, the value's gone from the game for me. And I think you're probably right, Pete. Spurs will probably win this game more than likely with both teams scoring, I think. I think it's going to be a really open and aesthetically pleasing game. And yeah, wouldn't surprise me if there's 3-4 or even maybe 5 goals in this game.
Yeah, it's an interesting week this week. I think there's some reasonable value around. I my ratings are suggesting good value Liverpool, but I just don't know about the 1.5. I think they'll probably win that by more than one goal. But anyway, I'm going to go for a few selections here. I'm going to go Wolves +0.25 away at Bournemouth. I think they're good value there. Now that the line's moved to +0.25 for Wolves, I'm going to go Crystal Palace +1.25 at Newcastle. I'm also going to go Sheffield United +1.25 at home to Manchester United. And I'm going to go Manchester City -1.25 at home to Brighton. And that's going to be all for 1 point.
Crikey. Well, between us, we're nearly covering the old card here because for the first time, I think, in history, I'm having 5 bets.
Wow.
So, yes, we said before in the pre-pod fist fight that I was having four. I've changed my mind. I'm having five, Peter. So, first of all, the one that we will agree on, I'm taking Palace plus 1.25 goals for 1 point. In the Bournemouth-Wolves game, I'm taking under 2.5 goals for 1 point. I'm backing Burnley plus 3/4 of a goal for a point. And I'm going to back Luton plus 3/4 of a goal for 1 point. Probably live to regret that, but there we go.
Okay.
And then finally, despite what the head-to-head trends say, I'm going to take Aston Villa minus 0.5 goal for 1 point.
Well, there's plenty for you to get into there. Yeah, like I say, you can cover all the games there. It should be an interesting weekend, isn't it?
Oh, I think it's a really intriguing weekend with lots of lines that are tempting you in. Anytime I see a plus 3/4 of a goal line with a team like Forest or Brentford, who I'm not overly convinced on, you know, covering properly, yeah, I'm always tempted to have a bet in those games.
Right, we shall be back next week, everybody, and have a good weekend.
Best of luck, everybody.